Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Devin Simone.
And I'm Tori Deal, and this is MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Woo woo! This was an episode. I mean, they've all been episodes, both literally and figuratively, but this is the first time we got to see an individual's game, and I feel like everyone, you know, there was a spotlight on everybody this episode. How did you feel watching it back?
Oh my gosh. I mean, this was, I knew this episode was coming. I was excited for it. And also, you know, we had this big shift in the game just the week prior. So it was like, who is going to either put up or shut up right now?
Yeah.
Like, no more hiding behind your team's competition. Like, do you have what it takes on an individual level to prove your strength in this game? And so, dude, the fact that Bananas and I came out on top, like, we were like, wow. Just a couple weeks ago, we were on the very bottom. So this is big.
I mean, but not that you just came out on top. Let's just go. When put in an individual challenge, right? Because there's been some debate sometimes about like whether or not there could be a sole female winner, right? Even when competing against males. Ma'am, you beat everyone. There was almost a time differential of 6 minutes. Now, I know Bananas is old and Wes are old, but Bananas also said he has like, what, an open sea water scuba diving certification class he teaches or something. I don't know, but he's well-versed in it. And you crushed it. Like,
Thank you.
Props to you.
Thank you.
Phenomenal. How did that feel?
It felt really good. You know, I think that like, exactly, we do have those debates. Like, as an individual, you know, we are competitive. And of course, like, men and women are playing together. But, you know, when it push comes to shove, like, can a woman beat a guy? And, like, there are moments when that does happen. And there are obviously moments when the men beat the girls, too. But this was one of the ones that we can celebrate, like, for all the women out there. Like, this felt, it did feel a little bit bigger than me. Obviously, this is just a daily challenge. But still,
but it was a big one. It was, a huge one. And shout out to you. So just for a quick breakdown of all the goodness that went out in this episode. So the daily was the Spell Lunkers underwater puzzle, which is brilliant, crazy, and sadistic all at the same time. The winners were Tori and Bananas. It became really close between Bananas and Josh, which was also very, very interesting, and props to Josh on that. But Bananas came out on top for the guys. Tori came out on top of everybody. Then we got to voting, and the winners, Tori and Bananas, voted in the lovers, Alyssa S. and Tyler. Then the Hopper selected Monty. The elimination was Monty versus Tyler, which is kind of like its own Romeo and Juliet in a way, because they're besties. I mean, Monty studied Tyler's game before going into Big Brother. They were super close in each other's number ones in this game. Then for the elimination, we had Too Cool for Spool. Love that name, producers. Good job, guys. Where they have to balance the balls while tied to a spool. The winner was Tyler, but it was a long fought game. I'm talking almost 3 hours. Monty goes home. Some standout moments from the episode, right? We had the first individual game of the season. The vets showed the reason why they were vets, and we're going to talk about it in this interview today. Woo-hoo. But the vets sweep the first individual challenge. Tori takes home that big win. We get to see Tyler and Alyssa's love for one another. We learn that Tori's middle name is Patricia. But if you've been listening to the podcast, you actually knew that, because we've talked about it on an episode. See, you're ahead of the game if you listen to the official podcast. You'll be like, I already knew that. And then this crazy elimination. What were some of the standout moments for you?
Oh, my God. I mean, listen, like, if we're going to talk gold star, like, what I will say is I got to give it to Tyler. Because not only was he thrown up into, like, obviously on my hands, okay? You know, sorry, Tyler. But he took it like a champ.
Yes, he did.
He literally swept Alyssa off her feet and was like, you know what? I don't even want a girl to get balls. Put all the balls on the guys. Let's make it a guy's day, and I'll just go down there and handle business. Like, talk about.
Damn. So much respect. I mean,
so much respect.
Like, and just how united they are too, because Alyssa was straight coming for you. And look, I don't blame her. You were messing with her man. You know, I totally don't blame her. And she rallied the troops and was effective with it. So I don't blame her for that. And also, I feel like this, I talk about how much I love this season so much because it gives you all the feels. Like you're both happy, excited, sad, biting your teeth. It's all the things. Seeing Michaela getting the respect she deserves, like when Johnny called her dangerous, I am so happy that we get to see this showing from Michaela, see how fierce she is, because she got done so dirty on her first season of The Challenge.
Yes.
I've never looked at a pencil the same way. she probably hasn't either. If you're a true challenger, you know what I'm talking about. But I love just getting to see that respect and all the strong women that we have in the house, like Dr. Yeah. Desi, Chanel as well. Like, they just seem so focused and confident. And I really love seeing that. Now, before I get to my gold star, though, I'm actually going to start with my time out of the week. Someone who seemed a little less focused and confident. Really, it just didn't, the math wasn't mathing. So we see Alyssa start crying to Tyler because she says something along the lines of, it's hard to navigate a game where people are just lying all the time. Like, oh my God, they're lying and I don't know. Ma'am, weren't you on a show called Big Brother?
I did
that. That requires no physical prowess, but is literally all about scheming and two-facing and backstabbing and twist. So how are you crying? Now, you can't be crying about people scheming on The Challenge. You came from a schemer show. You are a schemer. You were selected out of 100,000 schemers who auditioned for that show as a top schemer. So you can't be over here crying because they're scheming. It didn't make any sense. So she gets my time out for that because that just didn't make sense. That didn't track for me at all.
Well, listen, like, I think she's feeling the heat now, right? Like, she recognizes she's the only female Big Brother player in the house left.
She got out-schemed.
That feeling is heavy. She realizes, like, her friends are gone. And Alyssa is a sweetheart. Like, she really is. Like,
And this is nothing personal.
No,
Alyssa,
for sure not. Yeah. For sure not. You know, so I think that, like, it just kind of hit her. Like, she was like, you know, oh, my gosh. Like, who am I going to, what girls am I going to rock with? Like, you do feel a sense of, like, loneliness in a way, you know?
Because I feel like with Big Brother, and tell me if I'm wrong, all right? Big Brother people, you can DM me, but don't come for me. I'm just asking a question. I feel like with Big Brother, you want to be a good mental player, right? And there definitely is some scheming involved. There's politics. I mean, it's literally a show about, like, politics in a way, right? But you don't necessarily have to, like, back much up because there's no, you know, the competitions are more just games and fun and whatever. You don't have to back it up. And I feel like the Survivor girls, there's like a little bit of scheming, but just the stuff they put themselves through in doing Survivor as a whole. I mean, being able to make solid decisions when you haven't eaten well, I don't know about you, but I don't make decisions if I'm tired or hungry or just if I'm uncomfortable or hot because I'm a totally different person. So I feel like they maybe have a little more confidence isn't the word, but almost like a note, like a little
edge.
More. Yeah, like a little more edge. And so maybe she feels a little.
I 100%. I totally agree. And like Alyssa like hasn't really had the opportunity to show her her competitive strengths yet. We have seen her in moments shine, right?
Yeah, but like, totally.
But we haven't seen her stand out alone and shine. Right. And so I think that like, okay, not only is she the last Big Brother girl, she's now stripped from the team and now she's an individual player.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, it is tricky. And like you said, Big Brother relies on friendships. And now looking around, there is no politicking. It's just competing. So
that makes sense. Good point. Right.
She's going to have to like rely on something that, you know, she's a learning for the first time. Can she do or can she not do? So, but like, listen, she won her heat for the girl. Yeah. She beat Cassidy.
Yeah.
And Cassidy had her on Cats way
back. Yes. Up. I do think Cassidy, did you guys see that look of regret on Cassidy's face?
Oh, yeah.
Who was it that said that she kind of looked over and was like with big puppy dog eyes, yet she didn't share or give any
Fessy.
Hints to her? Yeah, that she didn't give any hints to her word when she got it the first time. But somebody else who didn't give any hints was the little snake who snuck into the water. You might know her as Tori Patricia, Victoria Patricia. So she managed, when she figured it out, go back and replay, when she figures out that the word is dance, she literally tiptoes like that little bandit in those old cartoons where it's like, he's black and white. I don't know his name, but she literally like tiptoes backward into water and just like sets the leg down and then just swims off. Says nothing to anybody else.
Like nothing. Well, you know what? Listen, like I learned in this game and I actually credit to Nani. Shout out to Nani. Woo-woo. But like What she did in Double Agents, there was this challenge where she had to find something in the mud. And when you found it, you had to sneak it out of the mud. Because if not, people could rip it out of her hands. Mm-hmm. And she picks it up and she goes, I found it. And everyone looks at her like a hyena. Like, when you figure something out, you...
Nani would do that. Oh,
it's, it's an internal celebration, you know? It has to be. So I felt the excitement. I felt like screaming it out loud. But like, of course, that's not going to help me right now. And the truth is, I would have absolutely helped Wes. If I had to give the, I swear I would have, but the way Wes left us on Cats, I was not, I, it made me sketched out. Like he.
And remember you guys, their heat was the heat that collectively they go in saying, we're going to help each other. We're going to share. Yet they managed to be the only heat that didn't help anyone in it. Yeah. All right. Just shady. And this is why.
We're sketchballs.
Some people side-eye Tori. I respect.
And you know what? I couldn't even fake it in that moment. That is my authentic self. So that is just
she owns it. And you got the time to show to prove it. I mean,
it's just like friendship doesn't matter right now.
Oh my god.
It didn't, you know? But listen, like everybody in my heat, let's put it like this. I won. And Bananas won, and everybody in my heat was safe. Wes didn't get his name up. Fair. Sebastian didn't get his name up. Michelle didn't get her name up.
Okay, so, question. I have a question now. I'm curious. If Anissa was in that heat with you.
Oh, I'd be like, Niecy, let's go. We got it.
Okay, okay. You'd be like, okay. I just wanted to know, because you said throwing for, I just wanted to know.
I'd be like, let's go. Share?
Okay.
All right. But you know what? She might have beat me on the swim back. She's a good swimmer, dude. She's a good swimmer.
That is fair.
I don't know. I might have. She would have figured
Jordan
it out
was
for
in
me.
The heat with you.
Hell no. Hell no.
Really?
Yeah, because okay, wait, no. He's a guy. Yeah, I probably would have told
him. Yeah, that's why I was wondering that. Yeah. Like,
well, because listen, I still have this thing with Jordan. Obviously, like he's one of the greatest to ever do it. So there's a part of me that always wants to beat him. You know? Like the competitor in me.
That's fair.
Wants
that's
to
fair.
Beat him. So,
that's fair.
But yeah, I mean, listen, when push comes to shove, of course I love my friends. But, you know, and Michelle was great too. Like I said, the whole point was to win and to keep your friends safe and like obviously assert dominance. Like this was such a major, major shift in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, everybody watching it knows. You see all the girls on the board. Desi is a beast. Mm-hmm. Michaela, I already had to fight her on a truck. I'm not trying to do that again. And Chanel, listen, like, we haven't really seen her up to this point, like, stand out alone, but you can see she breathes power.
Yeah.
You can see it. Yeah. And I'm not saying that Cassidy's not strong. I'm not saying that Michelle's not strong. And I'm not saying that Alyssa's not strong. I'm just saying if I had to put my money on any of them, I'm putting it on the girls that I just named. Yeah. So that was my opportunity to kind of, like, leverage. Michelle already had leverage with the Survivor girls. She doesn't fucking need it. I need it.
Yeah. And I feel like your strategy at this point, too, because they've been coming after you for a good portion of the season, and because of your reputation, you now almost have to lean into, I feel like, what the Laurel strategy used to be, sort of the intimidation. Like, you almost have to stand firm in that, be careful if you come at me vibe, because if they see any weakness, then they're 100% going to come after you, because they do ultimately want you gone and don't want to go against you in a final. But if you continue to dominate, then it just makes them second guess, you know, in this little alliance you've created, it just makes them second guess coming after you, because it goes, all right, if we fire shots and she survives again, do I want her coming after me? And the answer is no. So
right.
I think you're playing it smart. My gold star of this week, so we gave my timeout to Alyssa. I think my gold star certainly would have to be Tyler, like close to a Tyler. I really do love the way that he stood up for Alyssa, and he just dominated that elimination and did a really good job too. And then honorable mention is you, because I think that time, that like blowing everybody out of the water like that is pretty phenomenal.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely agree Tyler gets the gold star though. You don't win an elimination like that. That takes 3 hours and pretty much vote yourself into it.
Yeah, to save your woman.
Yeah, like that's gold star energy all day. Like you get a gold star for a few episodes just because of this one now. Like,
yeah, that's actually really brave. That's strong.
Yeah, and I'd say I have to give my time out to the life vests that we had to wear as we were pulling ourselves down the water, because that shit was so hard. I don't think people understand how hard that was. It's one thing to pull yourself underwater without a life vest on. It's mm-hmm. another thing to do it when you're wearing a wetsuit and you're wearing a life vest. You are so buoyant. You're mm-hmm. not only fighting just getting yourself down there. You're now fighting the pressure that's trying to get you up. So my timeout goes to the life vest.
I mean, it sounds like the life vest was just doing their job. Shout out to the life vest, right? Whatever brand that was, they work. They do their job. Someone else who's doing their job, us, we have an amazing interview with the fabulous Monty. And ooh, we learned. We get to see, well, y'all don't get to see it because it's not on video, but we get to learn so much about Monty. You guys are really going to enjoy this interview. We ask him about what the secret is to the rookies this season, how he prepared, what his mama told him before going on these shows, what life has been like since, whether or not he's single. We asked for you guys. as well as things that are going on in the house and a secret fight that we didn't get to see. So we have a lot of good stuff. You are not going to want to miss it at all. Grab a snack. Take us with you. Wash your hands and be nice to your family. And tune in to this fabulous interview with Monty from Big Brother right after this.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything The Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
This person is 6'4", coming in at 235 pounds. He was the runner-up on Big Brother 24. Welcome, Monty Taylor.
Woo-hoo. Oh, thank you. What an introduction. My God, Tori, I really appreciate it. Appreciate being here. And let's have some fun today.
Yes, thank you. We're so excited to have you. I mean, like, I can't wait to get into this episode. I have some questions, and I know Devin definitely does.
I don't know why I got to play me like that. Like, I ask all the juicy questions. Monty, as we told you before, but just to remind you, don't overthink it, just overshare. And then you're good on the podcast.
Okay. I feel like y'all going to get me in some trouble.
It's a safe space here. Just want to know all the behind the scenes, all the things, everything. That's all. We're curious.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll see what I got answers for sure.
So. Oh, good. And there's a lot to get into in this episode. But before we get into that insanely long elimination, let's talk about how the game just went from working in teams and now is an individual game. How are you feeling going into this next type of challenge?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I really like depending on my own self, right? Like, I'm the type of person that's structured at home. Yes, I have a team of people that may help me here and there, but like, I'm the type that's gonna look in the mirror and be like, it's me versus me, you know, like that's my type of energy. Mm-hmm. And I also felt like the teams was making things a bit more convoluted when it came to like who people were working with, mm-hmm. because if it was individual from the jump, like I just think that there would have been a lot more of a chance to diversify who you work with versus like kind of being pigeonholed to your team. So so I was excited. I was ready to go.
In this episode, Monty, we see you talk about sort of your admiration, your friendship with Tyler, and how when you were going on Big Brother, you prepared by studying Tyler's game. Mm-hmm. When you found out, when you got that call that you were going on the challenge, first, had you seen episodes of the show before? And then second, whether you had or hadn't, who was the person or the people that you were watching most to study and emulate their game?
Yeah, so I had seen seasons of the challenge before. Mm-hmm. I think I'd seen like maybe four or five, a couple with Tori on there. Mm-hmm. So I was familiar with Tori's game. I knew how much of a badass she was coming into it.
Not you trying to suck up to her on the podcast.
I'm doing this now.
I so love you.
About the rest of the podcast, you know. You know where my heart is, girl. You know where my heart is.
I know.
but yeah, so going into the game, I don't think I tried to emulate my game after anybody. I was more concerned with people than anything. I was definitely concerned. Like, I had studied how people had played the games and their reputations. Uh-huh. So for me, Wes was a big one where I was like, oh, his reputation is somebody right. who can manipulate, who can convince people to do certain things.
Right.
So I just had, you know, like a little bit of a radar up for him. But then I also knew about Corey's game. I knew that he hadn't necessarily been someone who had been like completely ingratiated in that, like in the challenge vets, at least the group that had come in. Mm-hmm. So I always knew that, like, yo, he's trying to get his win. He's probably open to working with different people. So early I was, you know, connecting with Corey to make sure that we weren't targeting each other. So that's sort of my approach, but I don't think I tried to emulate my game after anybody just with the circumstances. I think it was impossible.
Yeah. Tyler was psychoanalyzing everybody. Sorry. No, it's okay. He was just psychoanalyzing. You're just psychoanalyzing. You're like, okay, Tori likes to date people on the show, so keep that in mind. And then,
I could have tried some things, but I did not. I told him not to. I was being a good boy. I was being a real good boy on the show.
Bring it back. Is that just a revelation here? Wait. Were those thoughts that were going through Monty's mind at some point? Did Sebastian pull off the ultimate C block? Is that what's happening?
The C block.
I do have some good behind the scenes because wasn't there a time when Michelle was flirting with you, Monty, and trying to like get with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you really were not trying to like politic this season because you had options.
Yeah. I really was trying to be a good boy. I swear I was. You know, my mother before my season of Big Brother, she told me before I left, she was like, no chicas. So my mom's Puerto Rican. So she was like, no girls. Mm. And I folded. I did not adhere to those things. So I was like, all right, going into this, I'm going to try to be a good boy. I'm going to try to be, you know, like nice and respectful, not go across those lines. And I just think it makes things more complicated when it comes to the game. So
yeah,
I kept it in my pants.
Totally. And you just had a love affair with your buddy Tyler, which was so sweet.
Me and my boy Tyler. Yeah. We were thick as thieves. It was like immediately when we walked into the house, like we just started talking about Big Brother and then we were in the same room. I don't think they, you know, like we really called our room the Zen Den because it was me, Tyler, Seabass, and Lewis. And we were the cleanest guys, the most chill guys. Anytime you came into our room, you just knew your energy was going to go to another place, you know?
Yeah, and cool.
So, the Zen Den was where it was at for sure.
Did the dynamics change in the Zen Den at all when you guys found out it was going to be an individual game? Now, like now that this sort of team thing has shifted, especially with you and Tyler, was it still kind of like, we're still in this alliance, we're still on the same team, quote unquote, even though you aren't? Or was there a little, you know, you mentioned kind of like not trusting anyone in the game or, you know, just having like, did some of that kick in for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the dynamics changed in the Zen Den once we figured out that there were teams, you know, like, because our room was filled with mostly green. So me, Lewis, and Tyler. But then Seabass was on the blue team, right? So we thought we could maybe leverage that. We're in the same room. And I remember that there was one vote where Seabass looked me in my eyes and was like, Monty, I promise you, I'm not voting for your brother. Like, there's no chance in hell that I'm voting for you. And then right after the vote, he's like, Monty, I'm sorry I had to vote for you. And I was like, what the hell is happening right now, bro? Like, we just had this whole... So me and Tyler, like, had a whole conversation with him about it. We were just like, yo, like, what's going on right now? But... you know, he may have been influenced by yours truly. So,
Tori, he's talking about you.
Oh, wow.
Talking about you.
Well, see, that is the power of politicking, my friend.
Now I've learned that aspect. And maybe I need to add it to my game, you know?
It's termed for a reason. Okay.
Yeah. I remember when they asked me going into the house, are you going to politic or politic? And I was like, what are y'all talking? I've never heard of that term before, but now I'm all too familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, it's helpful and it's not, because like, then again, we see that in this episode where you see Alyssa and obviously, you know, even though Bananas and I did throw up Alyssa and Tyler, and you know, it doesn't feel good to do that. But now, you know, you have this Romeo and Juliet story of like, you know, these lovers that are tormented by the fact that they have to endure this being voted up for elimination together. And you witnessed that being friends with both of them. So like, what was that like on your side? Like, how did you feel when you saw both of their names be nominated?
Yeah, I mean, it was worst case scenario. And I think, because I already kind of saw the writing on the wall with where the votes would go after they were nominated, or at least when Tyler was nominated, because we're just the easiest options that are left, right? There's only three of the Big Brother core members there. You know, you got Fess and you got Josh, but they were way more tied in with the Challenge Vest than they were with Big Brother. So I kind of felt like, yo, once he's nominated, then there's a high likelihood that I'm going to catch a couple balls. But I was like, look, the Hopper's been on my side. So if I can just try to politic and stack as many balls up against someone else, namely one person, and that was Seabass, you know, we kind of rallied around that same vote. We had talked to Corey. We talked to Josh. We talked to Wes, although Wes still voted for Cassidy. You know, like we pulled together as many numbers as we possibly could. So I felt proud about at least the social game that I played going out. And I just think that at some point the Hopper is going to get your ball. So.
Did you know the reason why? Because it looked, as a viewer, it looked like Alyssa was really championing the whole putting in Seabass, right? Because she was trying to get Tori back, which, can I just say, again, I feel like we are missing out as viewers on a lot of whatever's happening between this Tori Ashton or Sabori relationship.
It's a terrible name. Working,
yeah, no, they're both bad combinations. But I feel like because it seems that the consensus in the house is everyone recognizes just how loved up they are, but yet we're not seeing as much of it as we are, say, like the Alyssa and Tyler love affair. I think Alyssa and Tyler look really cute together. But did you know, Monty, when you said you were trying to rally to get them to go for Sebastian because you figured some people would be going for you, did you know that there was this underlying thing of like trying to get back at Tori by putting in her beau, or were you just going for Sebastian because he had voted for you before, or like what was your insight in that moment?
Oh yeah, I knew. I definitely knew that Tyler and Alyssa were trying to get back at the other showmans in the house, you know, that being Tori and Seabass, but that wasn't like my personal motive. You know, I could give two shits, you know, like I just wanted to put as many balls on one person as possible to decrease my chances of going in. So, but yeah, we talked about it. We were like, oh yeah, this will be a nice little bit of payback for Tyler and Alyssa to get back at Seabass and Tori.
And Tori, you have a smirk on your face. How did you feel putting in two lovers? And why was that ultimately, can you walk? Cause like I understood, but didn't fully understand. Why did you and Bananas, I know you didn't want to go after the strong girls, right? Like you kind of made this alliance, which is smart thinking of, hey, you know, we won't go for Survivor. It seemed like Bananas was more flexible in who he was willing to put in initially. Like, what were all the reasons of why you felt it had to be Tyler and Alyssa?
Yeah. So I was really picking the girl. That was my big decision to make sure that, you know, I wanted to work with Chanel. I wanted to work with Michaela. I wanted to work with Desi. I kind of looked at the challenge and I was like, all right, well, all of these girls won their heat, maybe in the future they're gonna win, you know, obviously this is the obvious gameplay. So then we were really left with Cassidy on the table, Michelle and Alyssa, and I wasn't gonna throw Michelle in because there is this unspoken thing, we've done seasons together, so then it kind of dwindled down to Cassidy and Alyssa for me, and I sleep next to Cassidy, she's in my room, you know, and so there is this, you know, discomfort with voting in somebody you sleep next to. So I do think that the betting, and I had also been getting close with her. She picked me to be on blue team. So Bananas was interested in putting in Cassidy over Alyssa, but I really was the pushback on that. And then when it came for the time for the guys vote, I kind of let him make the decision on which way he wanted to go. So I really held my ground. So that way I didn't have to throw in Cassidy. That's kind of what it came down to.
And did Banana say why he strongly felt, because I heard Monty's, we heard Namti's name come up in deliberation at one point. Why did Banana say he strongly felt Tyler?
So the week prior, we had said Tyler's name and he was nominated. Yeah. And so I think that was it. Like, you don't want to say too many names and then, you know, now you have multiple enemies. It's kind of like, and Monty and I had had conversations before going into it. He was like, if you look out for me, I'll look out for you. So I also knew in the back of my mind, like, all right, well, if I don't say his name again, mm-hmm. I think there will come a time when he'll be able to have my back. So I think for both of us, we were like, this isn't exactly ideal. Like, we don't want to be petty and throw in lovers. That doesn't feel great. But what I did love about this is it really showed how great of a person Tyler was.
It did.
Because he was like, you know what? I'm going to take it on the chin for my woman. I'm like,
that was spectacular.
Whoa! Mm-hmm. I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah.
So this bad situation gave him the opportunity to, like, really shine and show his character. And I thought, like, that was it was really cool to see somebody handle it like that.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what.
And his skin and hair were glowing.
As they always are. Like, yeah, like, Tyler, like, for me, that was his initial reaction. When he got nominated, he was like, yo, like, let's just make sure that Alyssa doesn't go down. And we both felt the same way, because we had both been tight with Alyssa since, you know, the beginning, and we're both a part of that core Big Brother alliance. So it was just like, that made the most sense. But he was willing to go against anybody. He was like, yo, y'all throw in whoever y'all want. Like, I'm willing to fight up against them to make sure that she doesn't go down. So I was like, I respect that. And that's what made me even want to fight harder to get those votes on whoever else we could possibly get them on.
Right. Right. I mean, shout out to Tyler for sure.
Yeah.
Monty, coming in. So let's take it all the way back really quick. Did you watch USA 1 at all? Challenge USA 1. Okay. All right. There's a big difference between USA 1 and USA 2. Let me just say, USA 2 is just rocking it. And part of that is the rookies that have come in this time. Now, granted, USA 1, they were all rookies because there were no challenge vets. But still, it was, I mean, go watch it, y'all, if you haven't seen it. But you'll see what I mean by the difference. USA 2, what stands out about this season, even with all the other challenge seasons, you know, sort of the flagship, is how organized and how quickly they became organized, the rookies coming into this season, and how steadfast and firm you guys have been in your decision making. This is when we kind of had teams, right? Like, and even across teams, because it really didn't matter still who was on what teams. It was very much rookies versus everybody else. And it was so impressive. It's been impressive. I mean, granted, the vets have been like the cockroaches that won't die, because they're vets for a reason. Like, you know, they're tough. My girl showed up 6 minutes better than everybody else in the swim challenge today. Like, they're vets for a reason.
Thank you.
But you guys have, like, were really just, it seems like you guys as rookies have been able to get it done in a way that no other group of rookies really has been able to do in the past. What do you think, if you can think back to your first weeks when you get into the challenge house, what do you think really was the secret sauce to how powerful you guys were in making money moves and targeting the vets early on?
Yeah, I mean, I just think about everybody who's come into this season. Like, when you think about the rookies, you know, I humbly came in second place in my season. So did Tyler. You have a lot of sharp, strategic people who are coming in. So honestly, I just think that it was a great job by the folks over at casting to put this group together. I don't know if we came in thinking anything differently. I think it was just sort of innate in us that, like, yo, like, if we're going to come into a game, we're going to come to win, and we're going to strategize to do so. So I don't know. I don't know if there was any sort of secret sauce that I can give to anybody, but to just think, like, yo, like, just strategize. I don't know. That's just
Monty,
what we
do. I feel like you're holding it close to your chest. We already know that you psychoanalyze and you watch tape back before you go to games. I feel like you're just trying to keep it to your chest for next season. I feel like that's what's happening right now. But true, shout out to casting, because this is a spectacular season. I don't know who wins. I've avoided all spoilers, but it is just mind-blowingly so good. And it feels like real competition on all sides, right? Like, everybody's kind of fighting for their spot, which is really, really amazing. One other thing before we get back to this particular episode. A few episodes back, there was a thing where you were up against Tori and Bananas And it was you and Michaela, and they were sabotaging y'all. And it got real feisty. It got a little spicy. Can you remind me exactly when you, the moment you realized that they were going to sabotage that? Yes, tell us how you were feeling and just how bad did you want to punch Bananas in that moment?
Well, the thing is, I got my blows in on Bananas, and we talked about it right after. Because I don't even know if you saw, because I know you and Michaela, I thought it was worse between the two of y'all.
There was hair pulling on that side. That was wild.
Yo, when ladies fight, it's different, y'all. It's different. Like, the guys, you know, we go shoulder to shoulder. We do whatever. I saw Michaela kicking, you know. I saw
pulling hair. Yes.
I don't want to be on that side. I'm thankful I'm over here. But what's so crazy is that, like, as you're getting into the challenge, I can see this look on, like, Tori and Banana's face. They keep looking at each other like, yeah, like nodding their head. And I already know that they're down. So I'm like, I mean, I feel like there's probably going to be more defense played here than usual. But the point where both of them decide that, or was it just Bananas or was it you two, Tori?
I tried to do it. I just failed. So it was Bananas. It just wasn't as cool. It just wasn't as cool. Only two of mine flew off.
Look, we get humbled every day. It's okay. We're good. But so when Bananas just chucks his disc out, at that moment, like, we were talking so much shit back and forth. And then when we were going at it, at some point, I didn't even care about the disc. I just literally just wanted to inflict as much pain to Bananas as possible. So that's another thing. And then on top of that, too, like, I felt like I had something to prove because I had dislocated my shoulder earlier in the season. Like, Tori saw that. And for me, like, a lot of people were thinking, like, oh, well, Monty might be a little bit compromised because, you know, he's dealing with the shoulder thing. So I was very intentional about ramming into him with my right shoulder to let him know, like, yeah, we here, big dog. So, and there was a whole fight afterwards, too.
Oh, my God.
We went on for like 5 or 10 minutes, I think.
Wait, there was a whole fight. Wait. Yeah. Remember what we said. Don't overthink it, overshare. Okay, now go into the fight. So is this after you guys get down that you guys are fighting?
No, we're still hanging on the truck.
Still in the air fighting.
We're screaming at each other. I'm screaming at Monty.
She hated me. And even after, we had to hug it out so much because it was just like, damn, like, we kind of saw another side of each other. We didn't really expect to see.
Wow.
Yeah, me and Tori weren't cool in that moment. But, like, so the trucks go down this runway, and then we got to drive all the way back. So on the drive back, we're just dangling, talking so much. Like, how are you going to sit here and make that deal with the red team? And you weren't making a deal with me beforehand. Blah, blah, blah. So that's me and Bananas. And then Tori is screaming all sorts of obscenities at me and stuff. Like, I was like, damn, Tori, like, I wasn't ready for you to come at me, too. So then we're going, like, it's like, and then Michaela is over there talking, too. But then when we got off of the actual trucks and we're, like, lining up to announce who wins and stuff, I mean, it could have been, like, a good 5 minutes where at least me and Bananas and then Tori as well were just screaming at each other. Just screaming.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were so, like, the adrenaline was going, you know? Yeah. And, like, you know, we were up there legitimately battling. Like you said, it really wasn't about getting those things on the wall anymore. It was about just surviving those 3 minutes of fighting airborne on a truck. Like, the whole thing, it took your adrenaline to a whole new level. So, I mean, I'm very thankful that after we calmed down, we were able to hug it out. And also, I think we both agreed, like, how cool is it that we get the opportunity to, like, express ourselves in that competitive way, but then also tone it back down and be like, listen, we're still cool. Like, it really wasn't personal. It didn't have to be personal. It wasn't personal. It's only about game. And, like, I really respected the way that we were able to come to, you know, an agreement after that.
All right, we have to take a quick break, but don't worry, we'll be back with more tea, more fun, and more everything else right after this.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
What do you think was harder, that particular challenge or this week's elimination?
This week's elimination by 10. I mean, This elimination was crazy. Because I've never done something for such a long period of time that requires so much energy out of me. So you guys see that we're attached to the spool with that cable, right? But there is a counterweight that you have to pull. And I swear, at first I thought it was fine. Like I thought everything was, you know, easy to move. But then you reach this point where you're like, all right, this shit really ain't moving, you know? So you feel like almost, it's either your body weight or at least 75% of your body weight that you're pulling. And I still, to this day, like have marks on my waist from the harness that I was pulling.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it was great. So it required a lot of patience. You know, Tyler, eventually we talked about it afterwards. He figured out that once you cleared out the sand off of the surface, that made it easier to put together the pyramid
foam. Oh, interesting. Yeah, so sand was making it more slippery for them to like fall off on the, you know, like fall down. Okay.
Yeah. So that surface on top of that spool, it is sticky. And in my head, initially, my dumbass was pouring sand on top of it to try to make it like more
like sandpaper.
Yeah, yeah.
Which like, I kind of get that logic.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm just thinking engineering-wise, you increase the friction that allows, you know, everything to stay still, right? But that was the exact opposite. Like, the balls themselves were already tacky enough to stick to that surface. So you just had to let them rock.
Dude, it looked like it was insane to watch in person. And I'm really thankful that you were able to see the entire duration of it because I cannot like it was the longest elimination I've ever seen in my life. Three hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was tiring. I remember being because I had my hoodie on. I remember working so hard that I think there was like steam coming out of my head because it was cold that night and I was sweating. And it was just like it literally looked like I was fuming from doing all that work. So. Yeah, it was crazy.
I couldn't even imagine standing on the sidelines for 3 hours. My behind would have been on the bus. Call me when they're close. I'll come back and peep the final. I can't imagine you two having to do that and duke it out. Did you consider yourself to be a patient person before doing that elimination? Like, where would you say you would have judged yourself on a 1 to 10 in a patience level?
I would have said like a 9 going into that, you know, because for me, I tend to be a patient person in general. And I just knew that like, if I could outlast the other person in a competition like this, then I feel like I could come out on top. But it's crazy because me and Tyler are close. So we're kind of talking to each other during the elimination and like, yo, keep it. Don't quit, bro. Like, come on, let's go out with a fight. Let's make sure. Yeah. So we were kind of egging each other on. And I'll be real with y'all. At some point, I was like, I don't know if I can get these damn balls to stay up. So I was just rooting for somebody to finish because I was like, I don't know when this is going to end. Like, I might be doing this until the sun comes up. So it got down to that point for us.
Yeah. And I bet, like, there's a sense of relief that it's over. But ultimately, like, what was the feeling of, like, wow, I just worked for 3 hours on this thing and still came up short? How did that feel?
Obviously disappointed, you know, like as a competitor, I want to win everything that I compete in. But there was a little bit of solace in knowing that my friend was going back into the house and he was going to be able to protect another one of my friends and Alyssa. So I felt good, at least knowing that that happened. But as a competitor, I was like, fuck, man, like my first season, I wanted to make it to a final. Like I had all these ideas in my head of where the season would end out. and to have it cut up short going against one of my closest homies, and it sucked. So it was definitely tough, but at that point, honestly, I'm kind of glad I didn't go back in the house, Tori, because I would have been on one going back into that house. It would have been me versus Survivor. And I told so many people that too, because like I think TJ had even asked, like, Monty, how do you feel about getting 7 balls? I was like, I know where all 7 of those balls came from. They're all from Survivor. Like, what are we talking about right here? Like, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, yo, the line is drawn in the sand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who would have been your first target? Guy and girl.
I feel like Chris and Michelle were the two people I was probably least aligned with the whole entire way throughout the season.
Wait, but wasn't Michelle trying to align with you in the first days of the challenge? Isn't that what y'all were saying earlier?
But that don't mean nothing. Okay. When it comes to Zane, as much as people want romance, people are here to play a game. And that's what I respect too. Like even with Tori, like when I saw that, you know, Tori didn't tell Seabass about the damn competition.
Can we talk about that? I mean, Tori, look, and I feel like I ride for Tori. She's my co-host.
Yeah.
I also, for those of you who are true challengers, you've heard my story about the first time I met Tori in person, why I have so much respect and love for that girl, and I would ride for that. You. But Tori do be doing some crazy ass stuff. And when she was like, not only did she agree with the group, her and Scheming Ass West agree that, yes, we're going to figure it out and share. And then both of them figured it out and just were like, nuh-uh. Including Sebastian. But then when they figured out it was dance, if you go back and play the tape again, Tori literally tiptoes off back into the water the minute she figures it out. She didn't even say bye. She's not like, oh, I got. She just literally slowly backs up and gets into the water and leaves. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Now I know why so many challengers get mad at Tori sometimes. Like, I mean, I get it.
See, this is why I can't find love in there. Because that, something like that could happen to me.
And you shouldn't. I have said this before, literally, like, going into the challenge house looking for love is like trying to find, I don't know, a vegan omelet at McDonald's or something. It is not a good investment of your time. It is not.
It's hard. I mean, listen, like even when I was doing it and Wes set the precedent. I just want to say that first.
Right.
He skeeved me out. When he did that, I was like, okay, well now I feel like I'm flustered. I don't trust anyone.
I'm trying to throw it on Wes.
Yeah, 100% I'm throwing
it
on Wes.
6 minutes before anybody else, all right?
Well, they should have followed me. They should have swam after me, you know? Like, but listen, like, I do agree. Like, it's definitely, like you said, Monty, it's a place for competition. It's not for love.
100%.
And that's the beauty of the show. But it was nice to see Alyssa. Although, like, I hated that you left. I was rooting for you. One, because I didn't say your name. And two, like, because we were starting to, I feel like, build a close alliance.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice to see Tyler and Alyssa have their moment together, especially seeing all of, like, the just anxiety she was experiencing during that 3-hour elimination. So
that you caused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, were you scared, Tori, though? Because true talk, like, yes, it is beautiful seeing their love story, like, legit. Were you at all a little nervous that, especially since they were united, right? It wasn't just like one person you voted for coming back. It's like they together were a very clearly strong and united front. And we see how Tyler rides for his girl. And basically you took shots at his girl too and him. Mm-hmm. So now he's coming with the full arsenal. Mm. Did you want to go hide?
I wasn't feeling great. You know, I pulled my trench coat over my face and went to bed. Like I was laying low for a little bit there, but this is the game. You know, you have to make decisions. Yeah. When you win, you have to vote somebody in. It's just like, it's never, I try not to make it personal, but I understand when people do get upset because I also get upset sometimes.
Of course.
Just the nature of it. So, you know, I hid for a little bit, but after that, like, you know, it was like, all right, on to the next one. Who's going to win the next week? Welcome back to this individual game now where the power is going to constantly shift. And, you know, I guess the goal is to have more friends than you do enemies. So I was just hoping that I had made enough friends with that vote. I was hoping I made more friends than I made enemies.
Yeah. And you went after the strong friend. I mean, it was smart. You picked the girls who you were like, inevitably, they're going to win a daily, you know, or like it's highly likely they're going to.
Right.
So that totally makes sense. Monty, now that you're out of the house, we know your boy, you're riding for your boy Tyler. Who are, say, the top two girls in order that you would like to see win or like to see come out on top for this season of the challenge?
I mean, for me, of course, Alyssa, just because we were always tight. I mean, we literally came from the same show together, you know, so we had a relationship before this season of The Challenge. But I think Chanel for me was probably second. You know, I unfortunately got convinced to vote for her in a previous episode, and I just did not feel good about that.
Not you trying to blame it on other people.
Oh, no.
This is not Big Brother.
I was bamboozled.
You know, you say it with your chest here, right? Like, this bamboozled. Is the thing.
I was hoodwinked. I was led astray.
You were bamboozled. It was your fire festival.
Yeah. I was taken aback because honestly, like, in the game, you try to make as many decisions to protect yourself. And I thought I was making a decision to protect myself, but it wound up not playing to my favor. And I lost trust with her completely, which I think made me then lose trust with Michaela and with the Desi because they were also tight. So I think that would be my biggest regret from the whole season. But I would say like a close third, I would say Desi too, because I watched USA one the first season.
Yes, shout out to Dr. Desi. Yeah.
Yeah, she did her thing, and to see how it ended for her that season, like, I really was rooting for her to come back. You know, yeah, it was tough for her.
Yeah, I think that's another great thing about this season is getting to see some of these women, like Chanel, who we've never seen before, is just killing it. And I feel like we're definitely going to see big things from her. But getting to see Dr. Dez, like, especially after what happened, she was probably one of the best players. I think she could have won USA 1, honestly. I think she had everything needed and the fight and the heart to do it. And to see that script from her was just so hard. So it's amazing to get to see her come back even stronger and better. I mean, we saw her doubting herself a little earlier in this season, but like, she is just a force to be reckoned with. And then Michaela, because I don't know if you know this, Monty, but Michaela got done dirty her first season of The Challenge. I mean, dirty to dirt. Mm-hmm. I think it was a setup, a conspiracy. So to get to see her come back without a notebook and be more powerful this time so that she could go further is also awesome, because she is just killing it and funny and witty. And so it's just great to see these strong women that I think whatever happens this season will become the, you know, alongside Tori, like known in a group of really strong, badass challenge women that you really want to be friends with and hope they just let you go to a final. you don't want to piss them off because you know that they could take you out.
Oh, I 100% agree. Like, I've never seen a group of women who are so calculated, but also physical competitors, strategic, emotionally composed. Just like, I was like, man, you know, like, I definitely want to be on their good side. And when I wasn't on their good side, I knew it very quickly. You know what I mean? Like, you could tell, you could sense from that energy, like, oh, Michaela not talking to me no more about game.
Oh, they'll let you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, Monty has finally given it to us, even though we asked for it 2.5 hours ago, the secret sauce as to how these rookies came in and dominated. They are strong. They know that they can back up the money moves they are making. They are emotionally composed, aka regulated, not flying off the handle, saying random things and screaming, and then getting eliminated relatively early in the game. I'm not naming anyone in particular, but they are staying focused. All right, they're staying focused. They're not getting distracted by dicks and anything else. They are on it, and I think that is part of how the rookies managed to like knock it out the park this season. I mean, whatever happens, happens. And shout out to the vets for fighting back so well. I do want to point out too, for people who are like, oh, people favor the vets and da da da, in today's first individual challenge, we did see the two individuals, and really even the people who came in the top spot and won their heats, I think they were almost all that. So there's a reason why they've earned their stripes. And I think the sooner people can just at least acknowledge that, then the happier they will be. Yeah. I don't know why people like don't like the vets.
I'll tell you what, too. I think the thing that I learned from vets like Tori and everybody else who I was in the house with, like, there's like a sixth sense that you have for these challenges that you cannot teach. You can only get from experience. So I'm going into these experiences like just fresh off of adrenaline. Right. Tori's going virgin. Based off. Tori's going based off of something that she may have seen before, or at least experiences that she's had that have kind of like allowed her to focus and lock in and think a little bit more strategically. Because there's times where you go in and you're just like, you're just frantic. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing. Meanwhile, they're over here like, all right, well, this is what we should do. And that's how you can tell, like, they would be leading a lot of our teams in a lot of these challenges. Yeah. So,
right.
I think that's the skill, and you summarized it so well, Monty. I think that's the skill that being a part of the challenge fam, which anybody who does an actual challenge becomes a part of, mm-hmm. the more times you do it, just the more ingrained it is. But it is the skill that you learn that I feel like you can't really be taught in any other thing, which is getting comfortable, really learning to dance with your fear. Mm-hmm. And I recognize that dance is one of the crossword puzzles or like games. But because we all have fear, it's not going to go away. Everybody has fear. It's just a part of life. But the more you can get familiar with dancing with that fear, meaning like it comes and instead of getting frantic, you're like, all right, I don't know what it is, but I know we're going to, I'm going to find the beat. I'm going to find the rhythm and we're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And that's the skill the challenge gives you in a very effed up way, mind you, because the stuff they be coming up with, the producers, wild. But having that skill is great for life, great for anything. And the more you have that, that is what makes a vet. I mean, we even see it interestingly this season with like the Josh and the Fessy. I feel like this is the most composed we've seen them on seasons and Corey than previous seasons they've done. And they've all done a lot. And it's not just the close up steely eyed camera angles that we're getting of the shots when they reference these players. In the episode, but it's also just how they're approaching it. And I think it's they're finally really comfortable dancing with the fear with whatever TJ throws at them in each episode. Do you feel, Monty, that this experience has made you, in a way that maybe Big Brother hadn't, comfortable dancing with your fear?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, a lot of the competitions that we're doing in Big Brother, anybody could win for the most part, right? Like not a lot of them are as physically intensive as the ones here on the challenge. Right. And requiring like so many different layers of strategy that go into it. So yeah, I mean, I've done shit on this show that I've never even thought about doing. You know, now I want to skydive. You know, I want to do all this.
Yes,
I would normally do. You know, because of this experience. So
absolutely.
And you know, Lord willing, I'll do it again. So we'll be right back at it.
You'll be back, Monty. You'll be back. And you'll be scheming. You'll be hiding the secret sauce again. All those things that you do. Maybe even we'll see a little politicking from Monty. I feel like he has it in him. I know he says he's not going to, and I don't recommend it, but I also see the smile on his face right now, and I feel like he's not going to be
I want to be a good boy.
That phrase right there tells you everything you need to know. Everything you need to know.
Let's just say you do it enough, it eventually becomes a storyline. So it just depends on how long and how many seasons.
Tori,
you can
I think
resist.
You have done it enough, ma'am. I'm gonna challenge you to the next season of the challenge to not do it. That's gonna be you'll all get right. a bonus reward. All right.
Fine, mom. No fun. It's boring.
Very bad, Tori. Very bad.
Naughty girl. You know, it's a good time, but regardless of the showmance, having your presence in the house was amazing. And you know, the show is so competitive and like it's fiery. There's a lot of adrenaline. There's a lot of question marks, but there are a lot of calm moments that exist in the house that viewers don't really get to see. And Monty, I will say your presence in there when you left, there was a feeling of like, oh, like, you know, Monty's gone. You really did bring a beautiful energy into the house. And like, you have a really beautiful way of politicking and yet still caring about people. So I will say that, you know, your presence was missed after you left and it was a bummer to see you go.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you, Tori. Appreciate you.
Oh, that's so special, guys.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like you are spending so much time with people. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You don't really like quantify it in the moment, but like it's so much time that you're spending and there's a lot of people. But then as the house starts to get smaller and smaller, the connections start to get deeper and deeper. You get to talk. I mean, me and Tori talk so much about different things on a mindset level. And
quantum physics.
Quantum physics. And yeah. Like,
we were going down rabbit holes.
Are you a nerd too? Like, what the hell is going on here? Like, you know, there were so many things that you can connect on with people. So it was fun. And that's why, like, afterwards, I was so excited to link up with everybody. You know, I missed you at the damn, you know, challenge party, the premiere. It would have been fun. But even still, next like, one. It was cool.
Yeah, it was such a good season. It's seriously such a bummer to see you go. But I'm excited to know that you want to come back for more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I got to eat. I got to eat because I'm not only am I like excited about just competing again, but also feel I'm way more prepared now. You know, like you just got to think about the cycle of my life. You know, Big Brother, I get back home September 25th, 2022. And then, you know, we left to film like a couple months after, you know? So it's just like,
right.
I didn't even have that much time to get my life together. You know, just imagine now I have way more time.
Is it together now?
Negative. It is not together. You're still figuring things out, Devin, you know?
Negative.
But either way, it'll be closer to together by the time the next filming set. So you know where I'm trying to go with this, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm excited.
100%. Listen. I'm with you. My life hasn't been together in 7 years. So, and it's fine. Everything's fine. House is on fire behind me. Everything's fine. No, but I think, you know, definitely the time that you get off in between the processing, the watching it back, analyzing, and like you said, the experience when you come back, like, you were already a force to be reckoned with. I almost saw you smash bananas through a truck. You're gonna be a force to reckon with when you come back.
I appreciate it. I apologize, bananas. We already talked about it, but we, you know,
but
everything
that is
was
so
cool.
What can I? Something we don't see often, Monty, which I think you just get. We don't have a name for this award, but whatever it is, maybe we just start calling it the Monty Award. I'm gonna give it to you because the fact that you guys got so heated. And that you guys admit that it got so heated. It was heated to watch and even more heated than we saw off camera, right?
100%.
Yeah. Bananas, you and Tori. And yet, just a couple weeks later, when they had the opportunity to vote you in, you managed to have befriended them enough during the fight or right after the fight for them not to vote you in. That is a special kind of wonderful. I don't know that we are calling that the Monty Award. That is like the ultimate level of politicking, that it can get that bad and you guys can be fighting even when the daily is over. Mm-hmm. And yet we had bananas on the podcast. He had nothing, you know, but great things to say about that. You did hurt him. I think he's still in physical therapy. You know, obviously Tori has nothing but great things to say about you. That is really impressive. And I think speaks to your character or gameplay or both, but wow, because usually when things get that ugly, even if people cool off, there's still usually an underlying, you know, the minute somebody has a chance to get their lick back, they generally do. And these two did not and speak so highly of you. So good on you, Monty, officially giving you the first ever Monty Award.
Well, I appreciate you naming an award after me. My God, I feel so honored. But I'll also say too, like, I don't think nobody saw any level of emotion out of me up until that point, like that level of emotion. So I think they were also surprised, but it came from a competitive place. Like, it wasn't out of I hate you or I'm saying personal things about you. It's like, you just tried to stop me from winning. Now we're at it. So I think the conversation I had with Tori and Bananas afterwards, it was kind of heartwarming to me because they were like, we got a lot of respect for you now because of that whole incident. Like, it wasn't as if like, what the hell was that about? It was like, Monty, like, that was kind of cool.
Fucking
crazy people.
You fit right in, buddy.
Come on in, Monty.
Oh God, they're pulling you over to the dark side. Run, Monty, run.
No, listen, like you said, it was all competitive. I think people who don't like Monty, I think we should question them. Because how could you not like this guy? He's a good guy, stand-up guy, has an organized suitcase, folded socks,
really?
All like very organized suitcase, you know? So like
I can't take credit for that. All right. I can't take credit for my apparel or my suitcase because I had my stylist help me with that, you know? So I've been working with somebody. I come with a stylist, yes. All right.
Okay,
humbly, of course. You know what I mean?
Okay, wait. Since you said you're open to politicking or politicking, I'm assuming you're single. When you're ready, Monty, not for me, don't worry. I'm a matchmaker, though. Mm. And everything you're naming right now sounds like great qualities. Also, we know that you're tall, all the other things. So hit me up when you're ready. I'll put you in the database. All right, you can be matched. We're in 13 cities nationwide. Because yes, stylist. All right.
I appreciate it. So I can't take credit. I got to give credit where it's due. There's always been a woman who's dressed me my whole entire life. And that has continued. So my stylist has helped me with that.
Well, the fact that you couldn't take credit is another green flag. He's thoughtful, ladies and gentlemen.
He's just full of green flags. That's what I'm thoughtful.
I mean, I might just, you know.
Get you in the data. Send you the link right now. Oh, no, he's about to take his shirt off for y'all. We can let him take it off. We'll describe for you in intricate detail as if you could see this video chat right now.
The whole private show for y'all after the podcast. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, I love it. He's leaning into our motto, which is don't overthink it. Just overshare.
Yeah, y'all got it out of me today. Y'all did good. Y'all did good.
Well, Monty, it was seriously a pleasure talking to you. But if people want to do more than talk to you, if they want to follow you and support you on your journey,
slide in
your DMs, anything like that, where can they follow you and how can they support you?
Yeah, so I'm mainly on Instagram. So at Taylored, so TAYLORD _FIT_ on Instagram. I also have my own online fitness coaching business where I'm helping people discover their true bodies and what they're really capable of through fitness. So if anyone's interested in that and would love for me to be their coach, I would love to help you on your fitness journey. But yeah, mainly Instagram. And I got a YouTube vlog that's coming out too. So stay tuned for all of that stuff. Yeah, and we're having fun. We're having fun. So
I love it. Well, we'd love to see it.
This is probably terrible, but I just imagine someone signing up for your fitness course only so they could talk to you and they're like eating chips on the couch, but they just want to sign up for your courses so that they can talk to you. You're like, okay, are you doing these 6 reps? They're like, yeah, in between eating like Doritos or whatever, just because they want to be like talking to Monty.
I've had a decent amount of calls like that where people are like, Monty, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get up. I don't want to. And I'm like, why are we here? You want to improve? Do you want to change? You got to do something, girl. Help me.
Oh my God. So good. You really are such a delight, Monty.
Oh, and thank you.
Welcome to the Challenge family. If Tori hadn't already said that to you, officially welcome. We are so happy to have you. And like TJ said, we are excited to see you back whenever, wherever, hopefully sooner rather than later, because it's been fun watching you and getting to talk to you and seeing even more of your personality. Oh, we cannot wait to see it on your second season of The Challenge.
Yeah,
sure.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I would love to have the opportunity, and I'm definitely going to show out if I do. So appreciate y'all for having me. I had fun. I think this was really cool. I'd do it again.
Yeah.
Good. Love it.
Well, thank you, Monty. We'll miss you. I'll definitely miss you on the season. I'm telling you, your energy was beautiful, but it was lovely talking to you, and I can't wait to talk to you in the future.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Monty.
Thank you.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Oh, that was so good. I love Monty. I cannot wait to see him come back. He is such a vibe, such a vibe. Make sure you guys go follow him on social. When they're done following him on social, Tori, where can they find you on social?
Come on over, baby.
Yeah.
Come on over, ooh. Okay, so so bad. But my Instagram is not bad. My Instagram's good. You guys can come over at Tori_Deal. That's probably my favorite place to hang out. Other than that, I don't have a Twitter. I know that people think
Wait, so is that not you?
No, it's not. I'm not on Twitter. That's a fake account.
Because someone did DM me saying that they think someone... So they were looking out to... Shout out to Damaged Golf Cart is his screen name.
Nice.
Damaged and I go way back. Who sent that over because they were concerned that someone was impersonating you. And they're actually doing a good job because I'm not going to lie. I went and looked at the tweets and then I was like... Oh, maybe that is her.
No, that's not me. Okay. I don't have a Twitter, guys, so just know that. If I start Twitter beef with anybody, it wasn't me. I'm not liable.
It was not Tori. You heard it here. This is why you got to stay tuned into this podcast, because you'll get everything that you need to know. Yeah. I do have a Twitter. Mm-hmm. I don't get in beefs. If you come at me incorrectly, I will just mute you. Mm. I will not block you to give you the satisfaction. I will just mute you. But if you have questions or you disagree with something or you have thoughts or you like something, welcome the conversation. So absolutely come over and chat. It's at Devin Simone, Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. Also, you can go to my website, devinsimone.com, Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. Has all my socials at the bottom. There's been some, I'm most active on Instagram. I've been posting stuff from my honeymoon and how I almost got eaten by a lion. So you can go check that out in my stories on IG. And then my TikTok as well. I'll eventually put up a little video or something, but yeah. Wow. A lot of fun. Oh, and Amazon Lives. Check those out. We're doing a lot of those. And we say hi. Sometimes I do them with challengers like Natalie Negrotti. So check that out. You can just type in Devin Simone Amazon Live and it'll come up and click the follow button. And I'll shout you out whenever you are watching.
I could have swore I saw you do an Amazon Live with Dolly Parton. Is that true?
I did do one with Dolly
That's
Parton.
That's wild.
Dolly was so sweet. We were talking about her Doggy Parton line. I highly recommend it, you guys. Dolly was amazing. She's so I'll post the actual clip of it, but you can see a photo of it if you guys go to my IG. So make sure you guys hit the follow button. And you guys can get some behind the scenes there. And if you liked this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend, tell a friend's friend, tell a friend's mom and a sister and a cousin and tell your nail lady and whoever, you know, brings your DoorDash, whatever. Tell them all to come tune in and join the challenge fun.
Yes, actually definitely tell your DoorDash person. I feel like they're driving around a lot and they need to know what's said on the challenge.
And give them a big tip. Don't be cheap. Give them a big tip.
Guys, catch new episodes of the Challenge USA because it's airing on CBS.
And we'll see you back here right after for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Don't overthink, overshare.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything The Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.